It looks and sounds like it hurts. Soccer ball meets head. If done right, a header can be devastatingly effective in a soccer game. But some worry it can be just plain devastating to players themselves. Jostling the brain from impact with a soccer ball, another head, foot, or even goalpost damages brains, according to at least one study of professional soccer players in Holland. Researchers found impaired brain function among the soccer pros compared to a control group. Studies continue, with some expected soon on children. But more and more experts are convinced that there is a risk of head injuries in the game of soccer.
The American Academy of Pediatrics has now come out and classified soccer as a contact collision sport because there are as many concussions in soccer as there are in football.
That's Bob Long, a former St. Paul City Council member, attorney, soccer dad, and along with his friend, George Halverson, developer of the new protective soccer headgear called Headers. A few years ago, Long's young son got a concussion in a soccer game. He went looking for some head protection for the boy and found nothing. Soon, Long and Halverson started tinkering.
We went out and started just monkeying around with a headband idea. We had our 10-year-old sons working on this with us on the backyard. And we use professional testing firm and design firm, but it started out actually cutting a piece of life preserver up and sewing it into a ski headband to try it out. That's how it started.
Headers are simply padded headbands designed to absorb impact without affecting the way the soccer ball performs. A North Dakota researcher hired by Long determined headers reduce by half the strain on the brain at impact. But first, kids have to be willing to wear them.
I just don't think I would need it.
At a recent soccer camp in St. Paul, just a handful of kids were wearing the headers. Some older kids thought it decidedly unbecoming.
I think they're a little dorky and I don't know.
Well, it's more comfortable when you put water in it. It gets more cooler and it doesn't feel as hot.
It's sort of like a thick wristband that helps your head so your head doesn't hurt as much if you head it wrong.
But some pediatricians worry if it doesn't hurt, kids might do too much heading. Dr. Steven Anderson, chair of the Committee on Sports Medicine of the American Academy of Pediatrics, worries even minor jostling of the brain can cause problems. Anderson says the headgear may give a false sense of protection, since stress on the brain comes not just from the impact of the ball, but simply from the head suddenly moving forward in the attempt to make contact.
Can tear some blood vessels and cause some damage without any direct blows or impact to the brain. And helmets tend to be better at preventing against direct blows to the skull, but are not going to necessarily prevent that acceleration, deceleration, which can cause the brain to kind of literally slosh around in this rigid box we call the skull. I'm just not optimistic that that's going to be enough to eliminate the stresses that have potential to cause injury.
Instead, Anderson says kids should not do drills in which they head the ball repeatedly and stop playing for some time after any head injury. Several companies are developing their own headgear, which causes some soccer observers to predict head protection may eventually be required. There was a time when soccer players didn't wear shin guards either. Now they're universal. Those promoting the headgear argue it's ridiculous to protect shins and not heads. But Buzz Lagos, coach of the Minnesota Thunder professional team, says in his 30 years with the sport, he just has not seen significant head injuries. Lagos does recommend the headband, though, to develop good heading technique.
It provides a nice point of impact where you're supposed to head the ball. They're very comfortable to wear, and it's comfortable when you stroke the ball. So they take away the fear factor.
Across the field, Nate Winkle, a player with the Twin City Tornadoes, has tried and rejected the idea of wearing the headers. Winkle doesn't think he's suffered any injury from heading, but might recommend protection for youngsters.
You know, a lot of kids close their eyes when they head the ball. It makes it hurt a lot less, I think. But when you get older, you know how to do it correctly, and your skull's fully formed. I don't think it's much of an issue anymore.
People who've been playing soccer for 15 years without anything on their head, it's a little bit of an adjustment.
Headers developer, Bob Long.
It's not unlike the professional hockey players who never wanted to wear any helmets, you know. having also coached hockey, I would never dream of sending my kids out on a hockey rink without the equipment on. And once I learned of the risks involved with soccer and head injuries in soccer, I didn't want to be a parent who sent my kids out there with something, without something on their head.
The regulatory bodies for youth soccer in Minnesota are expected to make a decision soon about whether they'll allow headers to be worn in all of their games. For now, the product is available on the internet and in some local soccer stores for $25. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Mary Stuckey.